The classics, old hat or still relevant. Chapter 4 looks at the oldest chestnut in business. Is the thinking espoused by the Grand Masters still spot on, or is it old hat that has been superseded by digital media and a plethora of modern thinkers? We start by examining the lessons from the best-run companies in the world, courtesy of In Search of Excellence by Peters and Waterman. It was published in 1982 and is still revered in many a boardroom, along with Built to Last by Collins and Porras and Good to Great by Jim Collins. Between 1994 and 2001, Jim Collins became famous for shattering myths and ensuring the long-term success of companies, but he still couldn't work out which book should have come first, as we shall see. A contrary view is provided in The Halo Effect by Phil Rosenzweig, who claims that all this supposed fact is no more reliable than storytelling. If it were that easy simply to copy what successful companies are up to, then everyone would be doing it. John Harvey Jones became famous for using his intuition and making it happen. So we run the rule over his work philosophy before delving into some alternative views and the prospect of a twisted future in which we have since arrived, with Charles Handy in The Age of Unreason.